Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on liveparanormal.com.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And ghost huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli.
And Michael Perry.
And we're here. Hello, we're here at the Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli and weekly at liveparanormal.com.
This is Stefan Brigati from Pacific Coast Paranormal, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. She rocks.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30-Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on liveparanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Roth, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickRothTours.com. You are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
This is April, the psychic housewife in New Jersey, featured on the Travel Channel's The Holes of Files. I just wanted to wish my very dear friend, Sophia Temporelli, a very happy 11-year anniversary right here on Live Paranormal. Congratulations, Sophia. I love you, and I'm so proud of you.
That's right. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And thank you, April. That was April, Psychic April. She was last weekend's guest, and great readings on air live for a caller, Maria, for Sophia, and fantastic show. So check out the archive show. They're available on Blog Talk Radio, also too on liveparanormal.com and ghosthunting.com. for archive shows. Welcome to the show. Feel free to call in 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316 as well. Feel free to jump into the liveparanormal.com chat room. It only takes a second to get an avatar and you're part of the LP family here. We'll be posting links for our guest here throughout the show in the liveparanormal.com chat room, as today we welcome middle-aged and creeped-out podcast hosts and paranormal investigators Todd Hedges, Sean Lehman, and Nathan Laux. Everyone visit Facebook, middle-aged and creeped-out. Also Twitter at MAACO Podcast. That's at MAACO podcast. Upcoming next week, we have OC Paracon founder, producer, and broadcaster Henry San Miguel. So that'll be the 24th next weekend. 2 weeks from today, Sophia will be part of the Sunday broadcaster panel on October 2nd. So for full speaker lineup and tickets, ocparacon.com. That's ocparacon.com. Again, Henry San Miguel, next week's guest. Author Rob Guttrow promotes his latest release, Ghosts of England. That'll be 3 weeks from today. So that'll – oh, actually, this is going to be November 5th that he's going to be on. Bent Light Communications founder and SETI researcher William Lawrence will be on the program on November 12th. Warren Foundation director and Peers founder, investigator and empath, Bill Slevin will be on November 19th. October, we have networks that are booking their guests. So we're going to learn of those shortly and add those in. So like the ghost host Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com, the Facebook fan page, to learn about those guests as we learn of them real time. They're just starting to come in. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming shows. Check out liveparanormal.com, the Facebook group page. Also check out the membership packages. They start as low as $2.99 a month. And Rob Sirk, the site founder, he's great at rewarding everyone and who are members. So a lot of autographed books by some of your favorite paranormal authors right there in the memberships packages. Tonight, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern on Live Paranormal, there will be Beyond the Screen and Ghost Light Radio, as well as monthly Mondays right here, Chip Coffee of A&E's Paranormal State, Psychic Kids, and now continuing on with Kindred Spirits. He's here Mondays monthly, as well as Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigati, Andy and Michelle Coppick, Ken Gearhard, and many more on this very network. If you miss anything, archive shows, they're available on the homepage of liveparanormal.com as free MP4 iTunes downloads. And here are the ghost hosts. Sophia, congratulations on over 11 years of broadcasting on this network.
Thank you. I can't believe it's been 11 years.
You're doing a fantastic job. 11 years, they've added ghosthunting.com, so you can listen there as well. You got all these pages, you got the Twitter, all the Instagram stuff and everything. Where can everybody find you?
I'm on Twitter, at Sophia Temporelli with 1L, and Instagram, just at Sophia Temporelli.
Yeah, and you were a guest on these guys' shows today. And, I mean, you were a guest on their show. They're on your show today. Tell us about your guests.
Today, we welcome middle-aged and creeped-out podcast hosts and paranormal investigators Todd Hedges, Sean Lehman, and Nathan Laux. Everyone visit on Facebook, middle-aged and creeped-out, Twitter, at MAACO podcast. Let's welcome them into the show.
All right, I'm trying. It usually means there's a lot of people there. That a lot of people are enjoying the show. Okay, finally have you guys unmuted. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Hey. Thank you guys so much for coming on. It's great talking to you guys again.
Same to you. We're excited.
So to start off, I mean, can you tell the audience how each of you, you know, got interested in the field of the paranormal and, you know, just how that interest sparked for you? If you want to start, Todd.
Okay. As we said on our podcast, I started as a kid. My dad loved horror movies and scary stuff, and there were some movies that my mom and dad let me see that they probably should not have that scared me to death. But yeah, at an early age, I just gravitated towards the creepy, scary movies, and I loved ghost stories. And then as I got older, I started listening to podcasts, and I was like, man, I can do this, you know. And so I thought about different topics or genres, and then I thought, man, I'm going to talk about the paranormal because it's fun. It's kind of an escape from, you know, the craziness in this world. It's just something I've always liked and enjoyed, whether it's a good creepy story, a horror movie, like going to haunted houses. So, from an early age, you know, I'd say probably 8 or 9 years old is when I started really liking this type of genre and it's fun, and, you know, and I never went on investigations until the three of us got together, and, a couple of years ago, so that's just another element. So, yeah, that's how I got started.
That's amazing. It's incredible how things just really show up at a young age. But how about for you, Sean and Nathan?
For me, my simplest answer is Todd made me do this. No. No, I'm the same thing as Todd. From a young age, it's very nostalgic. We just did an episode actually talking about our top five favorite horror movies, and we all got the chills talking about some of our favorite horror movies. So as a kid, I love to be scared, and I love to scare people. I try not to do that anymore because I know that people have heart issues, but it's funny because, like, it brings back, like, some people hate it. Like, there are people that are like, I don't like scary stuff. It's like, yeah, but you should still try to listen to it. We bring a light edge to some of the paranormal and scary. We make it almost enduring. So when Todd started talking about doing a podcast, we were talking about cars and sports and, you know, paranormal. And it was one of those things where it's like, we could do this forever with paranormal. And there's we all have an energy that we bring to it that we just have a passion for and love it. I'm a why guy. I always will be. And I think that's a big thing for me is I'm always looking for the whys. I know I'll go to my grave probably not understanding or knowing all the answers, but that's part of the fun of life.
Absolutely.
As far as me, it's sort of the same thing. I've always been into horror genre movies from a young age. And then my birthday is October 13th, so I grew up every October watching Friday the 13th, and it just got integrated into me. And then I've always had the fascination of, like, abandoned buildings and if they're haunted and that kind of stuff. It's like, well, I don't know anybody that would go do that stuff with me. And, you know, lo and behold, they came and asked me if I wanted to be part of this. And we've, you know, gotten to befriend a bunch of different people in this genre, and quite a few of them as paranormal investigators, and we've tagged along and sort of living out that dream of being able to investigate these haunted locations. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
For sure. I mean, it's amazing when you can find people that have, you know, similar interests, and then, you know, be able to just work with them in the field is so amazing. And for the three of you, how did you guys initially meet and then ultimately start your podcast?
I can explain. With Todd and I, we met in a baseball dugout. Our sons, gosh, what was that, 2017?
Uh-huh.
2017. I moved to Plainfield, where we're at here in Indiana, in 2016 with my family. And our boys were both playing on the same baseball team. And we met, we just talked. And that's how we became friends. And we started, Todd's a big, you know, he's very social, and he would have guy nights out. And so I would always get invited. And so I met a lot of other people through these guy nights. And then COVID hit, and nobody could go out. I mean, nobody could. And then once the restrictions started, like, being lifted, nobody wanted to. So Todd's like, dude, you still want to go get something to eat? You know, I'm like, sure. So it was just him and I going out on these quote-unquote guy nights.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about how awful things were in COVID. And we were talking, I mean, mental health was a big thing. We talked about our own and then the people around us. So just, let's be honest, the suck of life during that period. And he started telling me he had gone down and visited with his friends, Hillbilly Horror Stories, Jerry and Tracy Polly. And I was like, what? You've got friends that are podcasters? He's like, yeah, I got like three of them. And I told him, I'm like, man, that's interesting because I love listening to Joe Rogan and a whole bunch of other podcasts. And I told him, I'm like, dude, you should do a podcast. You're a really good talker. You know, you love to talk. And he's very extroverted. I'm extroverted, but I'm also more of an introverted part. So it's funny because he was like, a couple of dinners later, he said, you know, I'm going to do that podcasting thing, but I want you to come with me. And I thought of every reason not to do it. And then the more we talked about it, it was like two little kids saying, oh, we could do this. And he started ordering equipment, and my sister came up with a logo, and it was, what, 2 days, maybe three, before we started actually recording the first episode, that we didn't have a sound engineer or anybody that knew. We thought we could just kind of, like, BS our way through it. And my wife had said, I've been friends with Nate for a long time, and our wives are very close. They've been friends for 20 years by now. And so she's like, you know, Nate would probably do the sound engineer if you just asked him. I'm like, oh, he's too busy, and, you know, there's no way he's going to want to do that. So I asked him. He's like, sure. And so that was the first time that Todd and Nate met, was that night that we recorded the first episode. So from there, it was just, I told him, it was like magic in a bottle, you know?
Yeah, Sophia, when I went down to visit Jerry and Tracy in 2019, mm-hmm. I wanted to get an idea of what it looked like to even podcast. Like, I had listened to them for 2 or 3 years, and we had, you know, communicated, corresponded, and I went to a live show when they were here in Indianapolis in 2018. I went to a live show here in Indy, a podcast that they did, and loved it. Anyway, so I had met them, and I just said, hey, do you mind if I came down and sat with you guys just to see how it's done? You know, I don't come from a radio background. I've never done a podcast. I certainly haven't done TV. And they're like, yeah, absolutely. So I went down on a Saturday morning or a Saturday afternoon, and at that time they recorded just out of their bedroom, and I mean, their show is awesome. They're friends of ours first and foremost, but they are our podcast gurus. You know, they're who we count on for ideas and information, or, you know, just the support. And they've taught us a lot. But I sat in there, and, you know, I just like, man, I've never even sat in front of a microphone. So just watching them do it, and they actually let me speak a little bit. Like, I thought I was just going to sit there and just take notes and watch. And they're like, no, you can, you know, so I introduced my name and all that. And I came away with the bug. I thought, I want to do this. And then it's like, okay, how do I do it? I mean, like, meaning like I saw it, but it's like, I still got to do it. You know, I can watch all day long. I'm like, oh man. And so that's when I said, do I want to do it by myself? And Sean kept saying, yeah, you do great. You ought to do a podcast. And then, like you said, I approached him, and he's like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to find the time. I've got a wife, 4 kids, they're all sports. And I go, I get it. I have a wife, 2 kids. And, you know, and then he jumped mm-hmm. at it pretty quick after that. And so it was awesome. And then, like Sean said, we're, what, 2 days before recording. I'm like, we can talk all day long, but if nobody's there to do the sound and the recording, it ain't going to happen. And so I was stressed. Jerry probably said, well, I can help, you know, walk you through it. You know, I've got the same equipment, and a buddy of mine that I worked with at the church, he's like, yeah, you can call me. I'll walk you through it. I'm like, oh, man. So I started stressing. And when Sean said, I've got a guy. His name's Nate. He goes, he's a great guy. You're going to love him. I said, awesome. Get him in here. And so then when I met Nate the first night of recording, I felt like I'd known him for 10 years. And it just went from there. And it just couldn't have worked out any better. It was just too good. So, yeah. So that's how it all happened.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, you guys have such great chemistry. So it's great you guys were all able to come together like that and, you know, start Middle Aged and Creeped Out podcast. And I know you guys were talking about, you know, having kids as well. Do your children have any interest in the field, or is it kind of just like, you know, your guys thing, or do your family members also, you know, take interest in that?
I know my two boys, they mm-hmm. Obsessed with it. They ask questions and, you know, what's your topic for tonight, and talk to them about it, and they listen to it here, you know, sporadically. Then there was one episode where Todd couldn't make it. He was sick, I believe he was sick. And so we just asked my youngest boy, Dane, if he wanted to sit in for Todd. And he's like, yeah.
That was Gargoyles, yeah.
So he got a taste of it, and he really enjoyed it.
He did great, by the way.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that's amazing your son was able to step in, but go ahead.
My son also got to be on one of the episodes we had planned. Harrison, he's my oldest. He did Haunted Stadiums, and he did a good job, too. He loves mm-hmm. sports, but he keeps asking when he's going to be on again. I have a daughter, Claire. She has zero interest. She hates being scared. She has zero interest ever being on here, but I've told her that it is always – I'm like – the invitation is always open. I have a younger son, William. He's a little, yeah, he's 10, and he's asked me when he can come on, but so he has an interest. And then my youngest daughter, Ella, we've almost replaced me with her because she's 9, and she loves things that are mm-hmm. scary, and she's got nerves of steel. So I'm pretty sure anytime that I need to be replaced, she's going to be up for it. But the only problem is she's not middle-aged. Yes.
Right. That's the only reason I ruined
that. Yeah, she's a little far.
She's
funny, though.
She is.
Another story about Ella. Oh, yeah. We used to, the first few episodes were recorded over at Sean's house, And
oh yeah.
And his wife would go in there and she'd have her ear to the floor in her bedroom, mm-hmm. and she'd be doing. I'm listening to the podcast.
right below her. I forgot about it. So cute. So cute. Oh yeah.
Pre-tweening creeped out. Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, my kids, so I have a 14-year-old daughter and a 11-year-old son. They both love the creepy stuff. They love serial killers. My daughter kinds of mm-hmm. stuff. I'm like, I don't know if I should be creeped out or proud. I am proud. But she loves documentaries on all of that. And she'll say, Dad, did you know about this? I'm like, yeah. Or I'm like, oh, no, tell me. You know, and then and Elijah was on one of our episodes. I think it was the Island of the Dolls.
Uh-huh, yep.
Yeah, he was on that episode on a mini. My daughter doesn't listen to our podcast because she's a 14-year-old. I mean, she's busy with her TikTok and friends and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But she definitely, she loves scary movies. She loves horror movies. She just watched The Shining, and then we watched, she watched that with her mom, and that's her favorite movie now. And then we watched Dr. Sleep as a family, and she loved that. So yeah, I would say my kids, they love Halloween. They love, that was actually my son and daughter's first scary movie. That's my favorite movie of all time, the original 1978. And we watched it together and they loved it. And that kind of started it with the whole scary movie, you know, stuff. And then, but yeah, they love the season. They love the October and dressing up. And now I'm just trying to get them to haunted houses. They've been kind of like, they love the horror creepy stuff, but I think they're just now thinking maybe they can handle the haunted house aspect, you know, but yeah, my wife, you know, we've known each other for, see, we've been together since 06 and, she loves the paranormal and scary movies like I do. And, you know, it's fun. It's a fun stuff to do as a family, I would say.
Well, that's great. You're able to do it as a family, but I can tell the creeped out part comes from the fear of a teenage girl with an obsession of serial killers.
I'm telling you, she knows a lot, and I'm like, wow, like she knows. Like, most times she'll say, "Did you know this?" or "Did you know that?" I was like, "Oh yeah." And there's some things she'll say, "Well, did you know this about him?" I'm like, "Oh no." I'm like, "How did you hear that?" She's like, "YouTube." Or I'm like, "Oh yeah, okay, I guess so." Yeah, she does. She loves serial killers. Yeah, she's fascinated. I mean, you know, she knows they're bad people, but she's just fascinated. I think that's like all of us. It's such a crazy thing that there's mm-hmm. those people do, and like I would not ever fathom to be a serial killer. And I think that's her idea. She's just like, they're so out there and crazy, but yet it's interesting and fascinating to learn why they do what they do mm-hmm. and how did they start. But it's fun. It's cool.
We tell Todd all the time that it's like Metallica, Sleep with One Eye Open with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my dad feels that way sometimes, too. You know, I think they say girls are the majority of watching, like, serial killer documentaries and, like, Dateline and everything. But, he hears so much stuff from the Internet. I think my dad hates when I start spouting off facts about random stuff. My mom loves it. I was doing that this morning, but with, like, not serial killers. It's, like, authors and stuff. And, my dad's like, oh, God, do you need to do it again? But
you
can
do that.
That's funny.
That was one thing Sophia was.
Fan, so.
Right. Right? Yeah. By the way, side note, their bourbon blackened is fantastic. Nate and I highly recommend that, by the way. That's a whole off topic. But so, Sophia, when we had you on, we were so, like, first of all, we were honored to have you on, and it was a great interview. But it was, we all said afterwards, like, she is so mature, and the experiences she's had and the way she looks at life is so just wild, and we loved it. So we, being here is just a complete honor, truly.
Well, we heard all the names, like, in the, before we came on, of all the different little sound bites and all the, and I was telling the guys, I'm like, these names are big names. They're like celebrities in the paranormal. And I'm like, and they've got us three on here. You know, I'm like, we're truly on it. We're like blown away. As I'm talking, I'm like, am I really doing this interview with Sophia Temporelli? So we're just.
Thank you.
No, seriously. And like Sean said, you did a great job on our show. A lot of downloads. I know people are enjoying it. And we just learned a lot from you. And you're just you're not a kid, but you're not in your 40s or 50s. You're not middle-aged. And all the things
you've done from
such an early age. I was telling my mom about we were going to be on your show today, and she goes, is that the one that started out really young? I go, yes. I said she was an investigator since, like, 7 or 8 years old. I said she's had her show since she was, you know, grade school. I said, yeah, she's the one. She goes, oh, I love her so much. She was so fun. So you've got a big fan of my mom.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. That's so nice.
Approval.
Cool.
Thank you. I mean, I'm very happy to have you guys on today. I mean, it was so great, you know, just getting to interact with you guys on the show and, you know, just hear about your backgrounds and getting to have you guys on and learn more about you today, I think is really great. And I think it's amazing, too, the way you guys do involve your kids, you know, as someone who started so young. It's just nice to have that parental support, whether, you know, you don't want anything to do with it. You still have someone you can go to if you do have an experience, or someone who full-blown wants to know about the serial killers and anything to do with something creepy. You know, you have that parent to, you know, support you and, you know, encourage your interest. So, you know, you don't feel ashamed of it and you can progress with, you know, the love and support of your family.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I have my wife. She doesn't really care for this genre. She doesn't listen to our show. She's supportive. She's happy that I enjoy it, but
yeah,
she doesn't like horror. She doesn't like horror movies, but yet she's constantly calling me. It's been twice now at work. We record at my house, and she sent me a video of our fan in our living room spinning backwards.
Mm-hmm.
I just walked in the room. The fan is spinning backwards. It's not on. What is going on? Well, I don't know. So I sent a ghost emoji at her. She's like, whatever you guys are doing in this house, you need to stop. Like, I don't know.
Stop. Can't stop, won't stop.
So then she called me again another morning while I'm at mm-hmm. work, and she was coming downstairs from our bedroom, and she's like, I just walked down the stairs, and all of a sudden I just started hearing eerie music. And I went and checked on the boys. Both of them are asleep. What is playing eerie music? I was like, I have no idea. I'm at work. I don't know. And she's like, I don't like this. You guys need to stop.
Yeah, I don't think I would like the creepy music playing either. There's just some things that are just like a little too weird, and that's like one of them. I'm like, no. But
well, I
that is
her,
amazing.
Yeah,
happening.
I told her, what do you have, a soundtrack to your life playing, like a movie?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, I don't have an explanation for it.
I think the ear music's the scariest part, because he said that he thinks the fan is, what was it, the air conditioner?
Yeah, well, we moved some furniture around. I thought maybe the air blowing out of the register caught the fan and started moving it. But
the music, to me, that's, I'm like, no, wait a minute, what's up with that? Because, you know, there's no, I mean, what could it be? Yeah, I thought that was the creepiest of the two. Yeah, it's just funny that she's getting the experience.
Yeah,
she doesn't like this.
Yeah, she doesn't want nothing to do with it.
We had our recently, Sophia, the we have had a podcast dog, Sam, is Nate and Rachel's dog, and he passed away a few weeks ago, and I keep blaming
I'm
him.
So sorry.
I'm like, it's Sam. Oh, yeah, he was getting to be an old man.
Yeah, it was getting to that time, so, yeah, I appreciate the sorries.
He's forever linked to this show, which is awesome, but I keep saying, I think it's just Sam. He's our biggest fan, and he's coming back to say hello.
Yeah. Never know.
Yeah, no, I fully believe that, too. I mean, I had a dog come back after he passed away, and it's just amazing, you know, that bond with animals and how they will come back and visit you and check on you and everything. I mean, it's just, dogs are so amazing even when they pass on. They're just always there for you.
I had a dog, too, Jack, that I felt like my wife and I both had experiences where he came back to us. Multiple times, and my kids, my oldest son, Harrison, you're talking about kids and their experiences. My oldest son, he doesn't anymore. He's still got a, he's very close to children and animals, but when he was young, he says that a lot of animals understand what they were saying to him. He like their own is like telepathically. And he asked me, he's like, mm-hmm. Dad, is that normal? And I was like, I don't know. I mean, it's not something I could ever do, but I think you just have a special link. And then as he got older, he's lost at least that ability to hear, but I think he still feels their energy pretty well. So he's pretty close to them. So I think that's really cool. I think we all have a bit of a sixth sense to, you know, these extra sensory abilities that a lot of times we just don't realize. But that was that's something that I think is really cool. Animals are, they do, they have a special energy that if we tap into it, it is pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I do know we have to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with more questions.
It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com, and it looks like with Nate, if you look on his Facebook, his dogs Wyatt and Fergie have a pretty big litter there, so he'll be haunted for a long time with the dogs in his family. Feel free to call him to the show, 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316 as well. Feel free to jump into the LiveParanormal.com chat room. We're posting our guest links into the chat room, too, as we speak. As today, we welcome middle-aged and creeped-out podcast hosts and paranormal investigators Todd Hedges, Sean Lehman, and Nathan Houks. Everyone visit Middle-Aged and Creeped Out on Facebook and Twitter at M-A-A-C-O Podcast. The Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli will be right back with a late edition of the show.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the paranormal rock star, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on LiveParanormal.com.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Not only am I Dave Schrader, but I'm Dave Schrader of Travel Channel's The Holzer Files, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. I feel left out. I wanted to throw myself into your mix of voiceovers now.
I love it. You know, it's almost like we didn't leave break.
That's right. Poor Dave left out of the audio bites there. Okay, trying to unmute everybody there. Sophia and, okay, Todd, Sean, and Nate, got you guys back in the studio.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
So getting back into the show, can you tell the audience what have been some of your past investigations? And also, I know I believe did an investigation recently, if you want to tell the audience about that as well.
Yeah, sure. So was it last March?
Yeah.
We did Waverly Hills in Louisville, Kentucky, mm-hmm. and it was the first time any of us had been there, and that's, of course, one of the hot spots that a lot of investigators and tourists want to go see. And so being in, you know, central Indiana, it's not that far, which is extra cool. Erin Ignatz, who we've had on our show a couple of times, she's a paranormal investigator. She lives up in northern Indiana, and we've become really good friends with her. And she was hosting a tour Waverly Hills.
Right, yep.
So, yeah, like 8 at night to 8 in the morning. And she was trying to get like a group of maybe 20, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we signed up for that real quick. And I think we had at least close to that. It was like on a Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
And was the evening. And, man, I'm telling you, that place was awesome. I mean, we couldn't wait to get there. We've seen the pictures. Like we've seen the videos. And when you're there in person, it's overwhelming because it's so big and you know it's old and the history, good or bad. And so we did that last March, and we went from 8 at night to 8 in the morning. And,
we had some experiences.
We had a few, and it's just, it was fun. And I didn't feel, personally, I didn't feel scared. I didn't feel threatened at all. I mean, I'll let the guys talk to themselves. But all in all, it was a positive experience. It was great. It was fun. Learned a lot. I believe his name was John. He did a one-hour tour for us. The whole group first before we did the investigating. And I learned a lot then. He was great. He was, funny, personable, but he was knowledgeable. He told us, what the legend was, and then he would say, okay, now do you want to know really what happened, And I appreciated that because he was really telling what was documented, They tried not to make up stories, So we did that. That was the latest one, though, right?
Yeah.
Was Waverly Hills. So that was a very a very fun night, and it was fun doing that. I'll let, we've done a couple other ones. I know Nate and Sean one time.
I call it a sleepover without any sleeping being done.
Cool is time goes fast. Like it lasted, but I didn't, it just, you're just nonstop. Like it's never a boring moment. And, and with Erin knowing what she knows, and she has the equipment, and she knows how to do it. I mean, she's been doing it for a number of years, and it was so cool. And so we kind of just, we're new at this. Investigate. I mean, I don't even know. We are investigators, but we're very, very amateur.
Scooby-Doo level.
Yeah. So we're kind of, we're learning, though, and I think we do okay. But being with Erin, she's taught us a lot, So Waverly Hills was the last one that we went to.
Yeah, I'd have to say with the Waverly, it was so much fun, and we had no idea what to expect, and it was really, we've been to a couple other places, but it was, we had some experiences. We heard noises we couldn't explain. I'm somebody that can, I like to explain things away. Like, okay, there's a scientific reason for this, but there was things that night that we absolutely could not explain. I heard nobody in our group had high heels, and we were spread out. And we were trying to do this little test that John had told us what to try to do to get people, like spirits to come out of their rooms on one of the levels. And so I was like, I'll walk down and kind of, ask him. One thing he wanted us to do is have a reverence for the spirits and say, hey, why don't you guys come out and talk to us? And we're here, basically to learn more about you. And so I'm going down the hallway doing this by myself. And they said, just everybody keep an eye out because you'll start seeing sometimes you'll see spirits come out of the room. Well, I'm doing that. And then I heard the footsteps, and it sounded like high heels or like hard-soled heels. And I thought it was somebody in another group. So I'm going down like, who's there? And Todd came up behind me, and he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I heard, somebody's shoes. And he's like, I don't hear anything. And then all of a sudden he started hearing it. And it was like, we could not find anybody on that floor that was making that noise. So it just sounded like some kind of a nurse or doctor walking up down the hallway. And that gave me the creeps because I was like, there's got to be somebody around here. There was not. And nobody in the group had those kind of shoes on at all.
Yeah, we all have walking shoes, to be comfortable. So I don't know.
Yeah, and then Nate, I don't know if he wanted to talk, we saw a shadow figure, too, at the end of the night.
Oh, yeah, Nate, tell her that.
It's getting close to time to leave, and I had a red light with me, so I shined my light down this one hallway, and at the corner of the hallway, you could just see a head poking out and poking back.
Oh, wow.
In. Aaron saw it, I saw it, so then Aaron's like, oh, my gosh, I think it's a shadow person. So we started interacting, and it kept popping its head out around the corner, and it just, blew us away.
Yeah, we all saw it, and I kept trying to explain it away, I cannot be seeing that. Well, I couldn't explain what the heck that was. I just thought it was, eye fatigue, but it's it's definitely there. So that was so weird.
And then I walked, Aaron and her mother were in the hallway, and I walked. And I was walking with them, and I walked through a doorway into one of the other rooms, and I, out of my left ear, I heard someone sigh. It was just a, And I stopped, and Aaron goes, whoa. I was like, did you hear that? She's like, yeah. And I was like, you heard a sigh, right? And she's like, oh, yeah. I was like, yep, I heard it, too.
That's crazy.
So, that's amazing to have happen. All of that. It's incredible just to experience stuff like that. It's so weird when you have something that you absolutely can't explain, and you know you want to figure it out and figure out what's there, but there's just, you know, you saw something and you just can't explain it.
Yeah, it's something else when you're watching videos or shows and then talking about this stuff on a podcast. But man, when we're there in person and we're experiencing something, we're just not quite sure. It's a whole new ball game, and it's exciting, really. You know, it has the creepy factor. I'm not saying it doesn't, but I felt like in Waverly Hills, I felt comfortable there.
I felt
like it was just wanting to let you know there's a peace to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there were people there, and I did. I felt peaceful. I never felt scared. There was, I guess, one. It was on the first floor. There was an area that they said that. I can't remember. Some entity wasn't pleasant. It says a lot of vulgar things. It kind of picks out things that to kind of intimidate you and say things to kind of creep you out. But we kind of stay. I mean, we're in that area, but we didn't really do a lot of investigating. Kind of near they do a haunted house attraction, so it's kind of on the way to that, which that was kind of cool too. But that was about the only really area that I think there was something that we had to be careful not to. Instigate anything or be disrespectful, because they said it will go after you. But other than that, I thought it was
so much at Waverly was there were doors and window frames, things that said clean, and we were like, what does this mean, clean? Like, this doesn't look very clean to me.
No.
And it was because there's so many people came in there and did all kind of like satanic things and all kind of like opening up portals and whatever. They said that a priest had to come in and clean these areas, and so when they wrote clean, that meant a priest had blessed it, but they think that demonic creature had gotten through one of these portals that had been opened and could never go back.
Yeah.
So they think that's why he's obviously a little...
He's kind of stuck there.
Ticked off, yeah.
He wasn't original to the building.
No.
Back in October of last year, we also went to another establishment here in Indiana called the Whispers Estate, and we did an investigation there with Aaron again, and... It's reported to be, like a lot of them, one of the most haunted locations in the United States and whatnot. But we didn't have a whole lot happening at that location the night that we were there. But there's a little bit, and that was our very first true investigation. And we, even with it not being a real active night, it was still a blast.
And it was creepy. Yeah. It was definitely creepy.
It's a creepy house.
Creepy history, too.
Nate had a few, two or three things that...
Yeah, I heard footsteps coming up the stairs.
And nobody was around. I mean, we weren't.
And then me and Aaron were sitting quietly in the front bedroom, and we started hearing tapping on the wall. And she kept asking, can you do that again? And they'd do it again. It wasn't really a real active night.
During the day, same day that we went to Bobby Mackey in Kentucky, and that was that we did a daytime tour through there, and that was kind of fun because it was an old honky tonk, and that was fun too. We went with the Pollies, Jerry and Tracy from Hillbilly Horror Stories, so that was fun.
They had Jerry and Tracy. Mm-hmm. They did one of their live shows for the podcast at Bobby Mackey's, and they're friends. They know Bobby, and. So the three of us went there to obviously go for the live show, but then they did, I think it was an hour, the group of people, it was like 40 of us, they did a tour. And so they took one half, would go do the upstairs, the actual honky-tonk, and then they did the other half, did the basement area, and then they would switch. And so, not only did we do the live show with them, but we actually got a tour of Bobby Mackey's, which is, again, supposed to be one of the most haunted places in America, and it's from the 70s, and it's been around for probably hundreds of years or whatever, but it's when Bobby Mackey bought it, I think it was 1976 or 77, something like that, and it's still decorated and operates like you're back in 1976, so the smell, the smoke, and you still smoke in there, and it's still got like wood paneling, and it's got the mechanical bull. I mean, it's a true honky tonk, but it's a cool place. But So we did all that in one day. The Hawks and the Bobby Mackey's and the Whispers of Fate. And so it was a heck of a day. Cool.
That's amazing. I mean, those are some great locations. And I mean, you guys had some really incredible stuff happen throughout your investigations. With that said, though, where would each of you like to go investigate the most in the world and why?
Dracula's Castle. That's my number one. I love Dracula. He's my favorite, like, horror character and the history behind Vlad the Impaler. But I would love to go to, and I would spend a night, I don't know that I'd sleep, but Dracula's Castle, that's an easy one for me.
Nate, do you want
to? Oh, a lot. Okay. Yeah, there's so many places. I don't know, probably Salem.
Yeah, Salem.
Salem would be cool.
That a lot.
Go and walk around Salem, and maybe a wish list would be the Conjuring House. I think that'd be. Got some of the stories of that. Yeah, there's a lot of places. Man, it's kind of like hard to name them. I'm a Tombstone fan. I love the movie. It's my favorite movie of all time, Tombstone. So I'd say Tombstone or I think that'd be, I've heard, you know, we did an episode on Alcatraz early on in our podcasting, and that'd be a creepy place. So, yeah. But there's, yeah, like Salem. I mean, my gosh, there's so many places, you know. So that's a few.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there are so many amazing locations out in the world. It is so hard to pick, but those are great locations. Dracula's Castle, the Conjuring House, Salem. I mean, those are all iconic. And I mean, yeah, Tombstone is pretty cool too. I went there, but it was super hot, so I didn't really do much investigating because I don't really mix well. I'm like, yeah, I'll turn into a ghost if I'm in the heat for too long. So didn't really want that one to happen.
We've heard it's hotter than the devil's underpants there.
Yeah, I wasn't like a fan of the city in the summertime. Like, I would definitely say that's like a nice winter location, but Salem I think would be beautiful to see in like the fall and stuff. So I think that's part of like the cool thing about some of those locations is like, you know, with the regions, the specific times of the year, I mean, really just set the scene too, you know. I mean, Salem in the fall is like beautiful.
Halloween town, right?
Yeah, for sure. Well, they say there's so many locations in Salem, so many places, like built different buildings, and just the whole town is cemeteries, and just the whole place is haunted, you know. And but they have fun. I mean, it's a cool town, they said. So
yeah.
Sleepy Hollow would be fun too.
Oh,
Sleepy Hollow,
New York. Yep.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean it really is just amazing how many places, you know, people have gone to that are so iconic, but how many have just, like, yet to be investigated as well. I mean, I think that's part of the fun about the paranormal is just, you know, you never know what you're going to get. And, you know, like you said, you know, going on investigations can leave you with, you know, more whys, like, why is that happening than answers. But, I mean, it's so amazing to try and figure that out.
Mm-hmm. Joke a lot that, you know, some people play golf. Some people, you know, have different sports that they're interested in. They want to play poker, whatever they do is their you know, downtime. But whoever thought that we would, you know, we want to podcast and we want to do paranormal investigating. I kind of laugh and smile, but it really is so much fun. We were talking about that this afternoon when we were recording before this. And we're like, I just can't get over the fact that this is so much fun. I mean, there's just a fun fact. That's why we started it was fun and to help other people with our mental health community. Mm-hmm. And those are the things that just make us smile. And I also joke that we're either evolving or devolving into cartoon characters. Like, I find myself like, what? My life has just become, you know, I got a friend that comes across, you know, evil never dies. It's like, what happened? Where did my life take a turn where these are my buddies? And they are. They're great people. They're great friends. But it's fun. It really is.
Yeah. It's a lot more than I would ever have thought.
The dream.
And everything, and it's all positive. I had no idea when I said, let's do a podcast. I want to do a podcast. And then I invited Sean, and then Sean brought on Nate. But I never guessed in a million years that people would actually listen to us and enjoy us, and we would meet all these other podcasters and investigators and authors. We have authors that are friends, and we've been truly blessed with a lot of friendships that have come from this stuff, you know. And yeah, like the investigation, Well, I would say in October, Sophia, we're supposed to go on again with Aaron. There's a place called the Indiana State Sanatorium, and it's only about, what, an hour and eight?
Hour, yep.
I always forget. It's a little bit west of us, and it's got a great history, and we've heard from a lot of people that a lot of activity, and you will not be disappointed. And I know it's hard to guarantee that, but still, they said it's pretty active, and it's become a hotbed for investigators from around, that all of a sudden the Indiana State Sanatorium has become very popular. So we're hoping to get that in October. So that'll be our next one, I would say. But we're looking forward to that.
Well, I mean, that sounds like an amazing investigation. And I know we're coming towards the end of the show, so tell everyone where they can find and listen to your podcast and where everyone can find you, and if there's any websites, upcoming interviews, or events you would like to mention.
Sure. We're on all the platforms, first of all, to listen to our podcast. So any way and every way you listen, you can find us. You can email us, our email is makopodcast@gmail.com.
Two A's.
Two A's, yeah. Sean likes to always say two A's. So that, makopodcast@gmail.com. Social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. If you just type in Middle Age and Creeped Out, you'll find us pretty easily. And, we do the fun, creepy stuff, but we definitely want this to be a community. And we are mental health advocates and anti-bullying. So that's a big part of what we do, a big reason. So, that's pretty much how you can find us.
Well, I want to thank you guys so much for coming on today. I mean, it's been great talking to you guys, as always, and you guys are always welcome back on the show. In the
future. Oh, thank you, Sophia.
Thank you, John. We appreciate both of you.
And we'll take you up on that. We're
thank
gonna have you
guys.
On our show again.
Well, I would love that. So thank you guys so much for having me on in the past, and I look forward to being on in the future.
That was a great show.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Well, thanks. Fantastic show today, Sophia.
Definitely. They were such great guests. I want to thank you all for listening. The show definitely not be possible without all of you, and I will talk to you guys again next week. Bye.
Yeah, they have a lot of events coming up, too, so I want to get everybody directly to them. So for Todd, Sean, and Nate, Middle-Aged and Creeped Out and Middle-Aged and Creeped Out Radio on Twitter at MAACO Podcast. That's at MAACO Podcast. Instagram, too, as well, Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. Just type in the name, and they'll pop up. And on Facebook, Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. We have upcoming, we have OC Paracon founder, producer, and broadcaster Henry San Miguel. He'll be on next week, the 24th. 2 weeks from today, Sophia, the weekend of 2 weeks from today, Sophia will be a part of the Sunday Broadcaster Panel. That's October 2nd. Full speaker lineup and tickets, ocparacon.com. That's ocparacon.com. Author Rob Grutro promotes his latest release, Ghosts of England. That'll be on the 5th of November. Ventlight Communications founder and SETI researcher William Lawrence will be on the program November 12th. Ed and Lorraine Warren Foundation director and PERS founder, investigator, empath, Bill Slevin will be on the program November 19th. I'm saying November dates because in October, we have networks that are getting their talents on, too, as well, to promote throughout October. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. So like the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on Facebook, the fan page, to learn of the guests as we learn of them real time. Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Debbie for Escheon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to the Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interactive Media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.